the Farm Worker Wildfire and Smoke Protection Act would require farm workers to be provided with adequate PPE, personal protective equipment like N95 masks, and proper wildfire training. Assemblymember Robert Rivas from Salinas is the author of the legislation and introduced it earlier this year. Rivas says that during the wildfire season in California, residents are given advisories to stay indoors whenever possible due to smoke. But farm workers must continue working outside in smoky orchards and fields to harvest the crops that are put on people's tables. He says that long-term exposure to smoke has been deemed unhealthy, leading to chronic illness and heart disease.
A recent study found that some particles released in wildfire smoke are in fact up to 10 times more harmful to humans than some particles released from other sources, such as car exhaust from factories or from some power plants. And these particles released in wildfire smoke are microscopic. They get deep into our lungs, they penetrate our lungs, and the longer you're exposed to them, the more your health is at risk.
Rivas says that according to the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, farm work is ranked as one of the most dangerous industries. He says that farm workers suffer from much higher rates of chronic illness, work harder, and die younger than other workers in the U.S. Senator Maria Elena Durazo, who is the chair of the California Latino Caucus, says that farm workers cannot put off their schedules like other workers to wait for bad air to pass.
And in order to pick the produce we all rely on, they work under very strict harvesting schedules that you just can't change from one day to another. As a result of that, they are in the front lines doing this backbreaking work and at the same time exposed to toxic smoke and ash. Think about it. Think about if your jobs made you work in the middle of this toxic smoke and ash. They are also regularly the last to know about wildfires and their risks.
Durazo says that oftentimes farm workers are left behind the rest of the population. She emphasizes that besides providing the protective equipment and training for farm workers, AB 73 would also ensure that training is bilingual and bicultural. Assemblymember Ash Kalra, the chair of the Assembly Labor Committee from San Jose, says he hopes his colleagues and the governor will support this legislation. He says that during the pandemic, many people were asked to make sacrifices such as staying at home. Kalra says that essential workers such as farm workers were out there continuing to work to give the rest of the population this luxury. He says that last year the state passed legislation to make PPE available to essential workers, but farm workers were not included.
And despite the state's efforts to distribute protective masks to farm workers, we know that many are still working without them. We can no longer put the lives and health of farm workers at risk. Enough is enough. Let's pass this legislation to meaningfully protect the workers that sustain our state's economy, feed all of us, and work long hours in difficult conditions.
The bill will be voted on in the Senate Appropriations Committee this week. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.